Well, hi. Thank you for the opportunity for me to share and explore things that I don't always comprehend. What I'm about to do today, I've not ever done, nor have I ever shared it before. But I can assure you it's the predominant thing that I'm most interested in now. And you'll hear more about it in the future because for me, it's the single most important thing that I do. And I consider it to be the pathway to the divine, or somewhat you might call the divine love path. And it looks to me a bit like this. And this is, yes, this is a single star or dot in a darkened night sky. This is a model of me, of everything. Life, for me, it is incomprehensible but necessary for us to work with. The model we're about to do, I don't even know what to call it, but for now I'm the cosmology of the divine universe. And everything that I'm about to share with you is primarily from my experience over the years. So I try not to incorporate too many other things that come from somewhere else, be they accurate or not, trying to just share with you what my process is, and then you can use whatever part of it you want. But it's really up to you to decide if the information is useful. Because it will, in most cases, it will eventually confront whatever combination of belief systems that you work with. For example, this dark background is a symbol of the omnipresent experience of silence. I've had several direct personal experiences of the silence. If you want to know more about any one of these discussions, just text me either publicly or privately, and I will respond. I'll share how and what happened, how I got there. The silence, to me, is a womb-like field that is all pervasive into all dimensions, all worlds, known or unknown. Parallel or otherwise, any degree of consciousness or love, all contained within this unfathomable womb. Inside this same place is an all-knowing experience. In this very same place is a pristine peace. In this very same place is a matrix of that which comes down to this tiny white dot. This tiny white dot spins. This outer place does not spin. It doesn't vacillate or change. It is something profound, and this entire world beyond the white dot has no vibration because it does not oscillate. It is something larger. It is the matrix that also has every experience and nuance of divine love. This divine love comes down to this tiny white dot that spins. And the only symbolic image that I could find that I liked looked something like this. If you put that tiny white dot inside of this, then the unfathomable pristine silence is around it. This is a magnificent, divinely loving set of laws that are absolutely perfect. And these perfect laws, they contain our spanning. And inside this place that spans, there are many things that you would consider. Some of it might look like this. Inside this white dot is all of these patterns now that become vibrational. And these vibrational patterns, they go from dark matter physics to molecules and subatomic molecules. And it contains all of the physical experiences of the universe. This is that same white dot. This same white dot has inside of it, and this is just another graphic I found on the internet, where you have all of these oscillating waves of vibration and forms of which and expressions of which are so challenging to consider. What's actually inside of this? Well, if you back up a little bit, it looks like this. There is the yin and the yang function, if you want, the left brain and the right brain, the male and the female, the oscillation experiences of what this looks like. And yes, inside of that male-female thing, we have this model that you've seen before, which is all of these symbolic references to 24 hours in a day and all the seasons of the year, glands, organs, molecules, you name it. These are all of the ancestral positions, roots of the family tree. They're all there, and vastly, vastly more. Even in situations that look like this, these are some of the models of the physical planet of the Earth. And yes, that's the same white dot. Now, my experience of it is the more I can experience it here. Now, this is basically bone tissue. This is a vertebrae in the spine, and this the marrow around it. This is a place inside me. Now, not that it's necessary, but I'd like to apologize for the last 40 some years where I have a tendency to want to go. Most of my escapism, which includes many of you too, most of my desire to want to go out to experience the divine, it had a lot to do with my woundedness, and my method of going out was a method of addictive escapism. Slowly, over the decades, it keeps bringing me back to my body and to also experience that white dot down inside of me. Now, the intriguing part of it is the more passionately that I go here, the more I have the capacity to accumulate the vastness of it all. And there are experiences down here that are so impossible to define because they require the sensitivity of a baby to really occupy this place, a level of innocence that I've not yet been able to grasp. And there are feelings, if I were able to attain them, if I could, in this symbolic graphic, you'll see this vertical line, but you also see a horizontal line, and you see that symbol of the heart. But I also want to show you another, well, if you will, symbol of the heart that looks like this. This is a scientific illustration of the places in the heart. These are nodes in the heart, sinoarterial ventricle nodes. This is the place this actual pointed spot inside the heart that actually produces the heartbeat. Not only does it produce the heartbeat and run through the myocardial muscle, this is what beats the heart and also empowers the body to experience the electromagnetic field. Now, for me, this is the same point as that white dot. Now, I'm going to just give you a couple more images. I like this one out of all the other scientific, because this is the same spot. I know that if we were doing this one, I would come back and say, oh no, it looks something like this. Yes, that's the same line. That's the same spot. But it also may look something like this in previous graphics that I've gotten from the internet. It's right there. If I'm away from that, there are cause-effect perfect laws giving me the opportunity to experience it more. It's difficult to conceive of looking around in the world today and go, yeah, the universe is perfect. Whoa. Because it doesn't look that way to me, and the way that we do things to each other and yada yada and all those things about helping us learn to experience this. Then this is a graphic that I really need to redo again, but I begin to suggest to you that, look, the protocol is about aiming toward the heart. So this is a sideways view, which is not correct, because it really needs to be directly in front of you, like this perspective, because there's a very small bandwidth directly in front of you. If you were to stand inside your heart in that white dot, then you have these balls, three here, and I've said in the past, direct the experience of your feeling and the law of attraction, no matter, direct it inward in a small ball, and then a little larger one relative to the pink one, and then a much larger one than the white one, but I had to fit it on the screen. You can call it self, you can call it others, you can call it the all. It's the same thing as this one, it's the same thing as this one, and it's also the same thing as this one. Yes, it's all the same place. Now I'm focused right here on that same white dot. So I'm experiencing, practicing the hour of the day, the week of the month of the season of the year, and how they commingle together to produce this pattern you've seen before. This is a horizontal view from that same white dot. But it's a horizontal view showing you all of the months of autumn that are married to the months of winter that are genetically related to the months of spring and summer. And a cycle again, all of them from, if you were to put them directly in front of you, they're directly forward. I'm suggesting that you consider doing your law of attraction for the sincere desire to, yes, a sincere desire. The sincere desire to want to feel yourself, your soul, the divine, life, happiness, health. The sincere desire will automatically begin to take you along a curvature or an experience that emanates primarily, in my experience of it, from a single point. Now that same graphics, if this is forward on the heart, it is the now. So if I'm having a direct experience of this moment in the now, and I'm wanting to feel, discover, realize, comprehend more about who I am, what I am, where I've come from, then if I do those three motions, which is three diameters. Now, there are many diameters inside those diameters, because the outermost diameter is the one of that silence. The outermost diameter looks like the background here. This is that pinpoint in the heart. The one on the outside, silence, pristine knowing, divine love, meant a lot of things that I don't even know exist there. Those are only the ones I've experienced. This outer one, or the omnipresent experience of silence and the divine, it's not something I can assault. It's not something I can control. I can, and I have, directed myself to go there and can have experiences of bliss or silence or knowing something. But then there's always that process of returning. I'm saying that this place or this scope is all around us. It is above, it is below, it's front and back, it's left and right, and it envelops us. And it's not something I can concern myself with controlling, directing, and I can't even surrender to it. Because as far as I've found, it has no desire for me to surrender. It has more of a desire for me to come home inside here, occupy my interior sacred space that is mine alone, and infuse more of everything there is the opportunity to experience around me. So if I have an emotional moment with a law of attraction that can be literal, somebody comes to the door, something happens, in that wave pattern, in that moment, depending on how strong it is, if it's just a medium strong, it might last 4 hours. What that means is, during about a 4 hour period, it's still moving in my field. Something like this. It's still moving for about 4 hours. If it's very strong, you and your partner had a strong trauma, something happened, life, death, birth, something, then you have about 4 days. What that means is it's still vibratorily available for you to stand in the middle of it with a sincere desire to receive divine love, a sincere desire to feel. Because what you're going to be feeling in that gives you a choice. Deal with it or increase it. By dealing with it, it means accept, allow, open, feel. If you want to release something, you can't release something you're in denial of. So you need to go, show me more of this feeling and every feeling like this I've ever denied. Whoa. So you have a tragic pain, you have an anger, rather than project it is where the problem is. You take that in without a desire to be angry toward yourself or anyone else, just a sincere desire to want to feel. Show me the truth from inside here about this feeling and every feeling like this I've ever denied. That is now using your free will to want to feel it. Later on, there's a whole series of options of whether you transmute it, transform it, release it, give it back, liberate it, Because there's all kinds of ways of dealing with this feeling it's coming, but at least you start with a sincere desire to want to feel it. And then ask for the guidance about how to wisely, lovingly deal with it. If I'm willing to at least be 100% responsible for everything that happens to me, no matter how far away it is, if there's a war in another country, am I involved in that? Well, I would say yes. Show me the truth about this law of attraction, because it doesn't matter if there's a shooting in a classroom or there's a bomb that falls. My experience is I'm in some way part of the process. That seems like a lot for anyone to consider, but yes, am I really willing? Now, if I come back to the same location, that's the same location down inside the bone, or the same location in the heart, because you'll find that there's a vertical line of one that goes up the body, and there's one at the bottom, and there's the belly brain, and there's one in the head, the egoic intellectual sensory brain, and there's one in the heart, that's the heart brain. They all basically align together, and they have a cause-effect yin-yang function, ascending and descending. And there's a lot of other remarkably beautiful things about them. But for me, this is what I'm practicing now. Because at least you've heard the concept or the theory about the omnipresent experience of divine silence. The bliss, the knowing, the perfect laws of love that encapsulate this, that give me the opportunity to be a soul inside of this, where that's my domain inside me, and depending on how well or how sincere or enthusiastic or innocent or compassionate or loving I do this inside me, determines not only what I'm transmitting into the greater world, but it also determines my vector into the next dimension when I leave this physical body. So that's where I am. The silence that doesn't move. The intense spinning, which this is intensely spinning, that inner one. So do with all of this as you will. It's just something for you to consider at the moment. Now, if any part of the sequence of this rather coarse explanation, you have a question about something, let me know. I'll be glad to share with you how I do it, what I feel like, how you might do it. This is where we are, right there. I want to put it right here. You're part of that. No matter what I do or how far I go, you're there too. So I thank you for your patience over these many years, if you've known me that long, or your patience for these last few minutes. Maybe you can use this. Feel free to pass any of it along as you wish. It's for you to decide what you do and what works for you, not me. All right. Have a great one. See you again soon.